Next is Benji Mirowitz. Benji's a psychology major. He's one of those great individuals responsible for making Wheelin' the place to be on weekend nights. So let's give him a hand.
Greetings, esteemed faculty, staff, and members of the class of 2008. I first want to extend my deepest gratitude to the professors for their dedication to the students. Thank you for teaching me, putting up with me, and making this college an excellent institution of learning. And now for you students. Seeing a beautiful snow-covered campus outside my window and smelling the fresh soy sauce on the way to class. Hearing Marie Fowler say, "You're all set," with her sweet and reassuring voice after entering my pre-registration each semester. Tasting warm cheddar tomato basil soup or fresh butterscotch blondies in Val. These are some of the things I love about Amherst. I also love being stuck on ice in the middle of the slight incline on the freshman quad and having to crawl off in broad daylight. I love colliding head-on into someone while turning the corner from the condiments area into the annex in Val. I love the cubicle walls in Frost Media Center, just low enough for awkward eye contact with all of you. I love that Wheelin Dormitory, known previously as a silent sanctuary for thesis writing, is now described by our student newspaper as having, quote, earned a reputation for hosting some of the best parties on campus. And well worth it. I love feeling unintentionally the heartbeat of someone next to me in stairway gridlock at Cross at Christmas. I love hearing the dump truck beeping and loading up behind my dorm at exactly 3:30 a.m. and knowing then that it's time to start homework. I love that on March 10th, 2006, at about 9:30 p.m. in LaFrac Gymnasium, Andrew Olson proved that miracles can happen as he drained the shot and made me cry tears of joy as I eventually stormed the court. To this day, I get goosebumps when I watch the recording on YouTube. I love heckling Williams people and crushing their dreams in sports and in life. Most of all, I love the protective bubble that Amherst provides, shielding us from the real world. Serious part of the speech. But you might be wondering why I listed such things. During my 4 years here, Amherst has become my home. So I thought it would be appropriate to share some of my fondest memories of that home. Let me quote one of my favorite films, Garden State. Zach Braff says to Natalie Portman, "You know that point in your life when you realize the house you grew up in isn't your home anymore? You'll see one day when you move out, you'll feel like you can never get it back. It's as if your family is a bunch of people that miss the same imaginary place." When we move out of here in a few weeks, will we feel like this? We can never get this back? When we graduate, will we lose this home? This is my biggest fear about graduating. I've been grappling with this question for most of this semester, and luckily I've found a comforting truth. Home is about more than memories. It is about the people you share those memories with, laugh with, and come to be a family with. I love the people here. I've shared precious experiences with many of you, but for those with whom I haven't, we all called this place home for 4 years. We all returned to campus after breaks, grateful to have the innocence and freedom of college life. We all took comfort in belonging to such an enveloping community. We all came here different people in August 2004, but by enjoying the endearing subtleties of Amherst together, we now will forever share this common thread. To avoid the tragedy of losing this home, I ask you to cherish and honor your fondest memories by staying in touch with each other. Let's preserve these bonds and keep this home alive. Come back and visit. Give your time. Wear purple and white to work. Let us make sure the class of 2008 remains a cohesive network of precious relationships far beyond the momentous May 25th. Leaving this enchanting place will be the toughest transition of my life, but it comforts me to know that all of you will remain intact as pieces of this imaginary place in my mind that I will always call home. Thank you and congratulations.
Safe side.
Hey, I'm sure.